Good morning. My guests this morning are Barbara Harris and Ellen Kaplan Cheek from the Sebastopol Library. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be talking about an exhibit at the Sebastopol Library opening on August 2nd, and its title is Don DeViveros and the Art of North America, a tribute to the late Sebastopol artist who Sebastopol people have seen on the streets for many, many years, and whom I have known for many, many years as we were co-grandparents, co-grandfathers, grandfather of the progeny of Don's daughter, Heather, and my son, Lucas, Shayla Jacopetti, who just turned 26 years old. Wow. Good morning, you two.
Oh,
Good morning, thank you. Roland.
What a small community. What a wonderful community.
It sure is. People interacting
with each other for so many years. I'm a member of the Library Exhibitions Committee, but I just wanted to give a real heads up to Ellen because this exhibit was her idea, and it's quite different because it's a one-person show. And I did not know Don, and I certainly have come to know him a lot better thanks to Ellen's unearthing so many wonderful things about him. And I just want to invite everybody to our opening reception, which is on August 10th from 5:30 to 7.
Great. We have so little time, Ellen. What can you say about Don in such a short time?
Probably everybody who lives in or around Sebastopol has seen Don. He's the guy that was always in front of Whole Foods wearing a beat-up cowboy hat and a handmade leather vest or a crocheted vest with leather edging and a bandana and a cow vertebrae for a bolo and handmade moccasins. Always very gentle and ready to have a conversation, sort of needing to have a conversation. And if you sat down beside him and you had a question about anything, he was off. He would mentor you about matters spiritual, emotional, and especially artistic. I met Don in the late 90s when my husband and I were setting up an art supply store in Sebastopol. Sebastopol didn't have an art supply store. And he watched us pull up filthy linoleum and you know, old fixtures, drag him out to the parking lot. And finally said, what are you guys doing? And we told him, and he got very excited. He loved the idea of an art supply store in Sebastopol because he wanted a salon. He wanted a center for artists to gather and synergy to be created and creativity to be shared and stimulated. And then by about the fourth day of watching us, he brought a big, bulky, handmade portfolio, and he said, well, this is what I do. And he opened it up, and birds and foxes and coyotes flew off the page.
Right, right.
Oh.
My feeling about Don is that I have never known an artist so at ease with such an immense variety of materials. Mm. He could work with anything and make it into not just a pretty piece of art, but a meaningful work.
A functional work.
Yes.
Highly functional.
Right.
Yeah.
An expert. That's what I could see. He really knew so many different techniques.
Right.
We have a monograph written by the Mendocino County Museum in which he tells his story. And he talks about taking a road trip with his toddler daughter and his young wife going east from California and looking at Indian artifacts along the way in newly created Indian museums. First, he started in Seattle, and I guess he went to Nevada and Arizona and Utah, and realizing that these artifacts were beautiful and functional, that they were part of everyday life.
Yes,
and that for
exactly.
the natives, there was no separation between art and life.
Right.
And that was when he felt the stirrings of his own dharma. This is who he wants to be also. This is who he is.
Yes, and he succeeded in that admirably. I can't believe it, but we're really out of time.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Don.
You should
time
come
flies.
Back. You should come back a little later on in the period before August 31st. Come back sometime during August, and we'll do part two of this.
Oh, great idea.
But we will tell people now that this exhibit, Don DeViveros and the Art of North America, is opening August 2nd and is on through August 31st at the Sebastopol Library. For information, 823-7691. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.